In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 3rd of November. Glad you could be with us, as always, everybody. Dateline London, from the pen of Lord Chief Justice John Thomas, the most senior judge in the United Kingdom, a ruling today that British Prime Minister Theresa May cannot just go ahead with that whole Brexit thing as she pleases, but rather that she will need Parliament's blessing to lead Great Britain out of the European Union. It's just the latest wrinkle in an already very, I guess you'd have to say, complicated set of negotiations. Andrew Walker is the economics correspondent for our partners at the BBC. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Kai.
Certainly seems like a very big deal, is it?
Well, I suppose it is potentially, and certainly politically it is. It's generated an awful lot of heat on this side of the Atlantic. A lot of people talking about plots to betray the will of the people, undermine the vote to leave the European Union. I think in practice, it's going to be more of an issue of it being a little bit more difficult, more time-consuming, more parliamentary procedures involved. But I don't think it means that it isn't going to happen.
It does seem, though, that it adds some uncertainty to the mix, certainly in terms of timing. So if I'm an international investor or a foreign company thinking about the UK, this complicates my thinking, yeah?
Yeah, I guess that's right. Theresa May, the Prime Minister, has said that her timetable is to start the process of leaving formally, triggering what is called Article 50, by the end of March. And I suppose it is conceivable that this ruling might lead to a delay in that. Having said that, all that the ruling means is that she's got to have to go through Parliament before doing it. And the view is that that does involve a new piece of legislation, which is not straightforward, but I suppose it might be conceivable that that could be done quickly enough to enable her original timetable to be implemented.
That would take some parliamentary maneuvering, though, I imagine, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's certainly going to be complicated. And I suppose one of the reasons that some people who support leaving the European Union are worried is because it was well known before the vote that a majority of members of Parliament did not support the decision to leave. And so some fear that they might bring their own personal preferences to bear when they come to vote.
As far as we know, though, today's gyrations in the pound and in the markets, Brexit still means Brexit.
Yes, but with perhaps more possibility, I think, at least this is what the markets seem to be suggesting, that we'll end up with one of the rather softer versions that preserves slightly more of the barrier-free access to the European Union market that British business currently enjoys.
What do you suppose Britain's, for now, partners in the European Union across the channel are thinking as they look at today's ruling? Are they just rolling their eyes again?
I think they probably are, frankly, yes. Some of them have expressed a desire for Britain to get on with it, having been sorry that the referendum went the way it did. But I think many of Britain's partners think that it is clearly going to happen and they would rather it simply happened sooner rather than later so that the rest of the European Union knows where it stands, because there is a negotiation with an uncertain outcome that will be relevant to both sides.
Andrew Walker is the economic correspondent at the BBC. Andrew, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Kai.